Piedmont Road, starting with the driving club today. Driving club's still there. You know, it looks like it looked then. And you think back at historically, you know the history of the Piedmont Driving Club?
A little.
At the turn of the 18th century, 1899 to 1900, there was a huge fair exhibit or something.
The state's exposition.
An exposition, and they set up Piedmont Park for the exposition. And some of the wealthy people liked to take their carriages and go driving in this new park, Piedmont Park. And so they established a driving club, which is just another excuse for a private club.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I was told. That's the history I remember from my childhood at my grandfather's knee. And let's see, downtown, go down Juniper Street has changed tremendously on the right-hand side going downtown, the Peachtree side. And the Piedmont side of the street hadn't changed. I wish we had turned at 5th and gone back up Piedmont, and I'd have probably recognized the apartments. But the one way, I remember that I drove down to whichever road it was and turned to my left on 5th Street. And it was the first apartments on the left. But we didn't go down Piedmont there. We just did Juniper because we had convinced ourselves it was Juniper. Because, you know, who would live on Piedmont? Piedmont was starting to get out of the scene, too. You know?
Yeah.
So, ask another question. We'll see if we can go with it. How close are we to the 30 minutes?
5 minutes.
Okay, let's do a 5-minute question.
That's 45 minutes.
Well, no. 45 for the tape.
Yeah.
And yes. 60 minutes only for the video. We have to turn it over at 30.
We've already passed 40. We're at 36 minutes right now.
Is tape still running?
Yeah. I've been trying to remember what all the places that were on 14th. I know there were what had been the embassies to try to be close to the governor's mansion.
Yeah.
And I can't find any information though on those. I know that this had been the French embassy, and there were a couple of other former embassies there, but haven't been able to track anything down about it.
I have to pick Peachtree and go at 14th. There was a movie theater on one side of the street that played artsy, craftsy movies.
Yeah.
There was a real theater on the other side of the street where I went to several plays when I was 10, 12, 14 years old. So I remember that. And I have to do it that way because I was born in 1942. So you had 14 and that was 56. So I don't know when it stopped being there. The art museum, I don't know when it started being there. So I just remember that it was there a lot of my life. And there was a phenomenal Rodin statue in the foyer. And I used to sit for hours and look back at the man staring at me, you know. And I really enjoyed that statue. You could look at it for hours and you'd always see different things.
Yeah, that's always been the art center of Atlanta, it seems.
Yeah.
Around where before there was a museum there. I know in 26, Mrs. High gave her house, donated it, and started the first museum, High Museum. Then in early 60s, art patrons died in the plane crash. And when that
was
the New Orleans
plane
crash.
I was here, yeah.
And that was, I think, when they got that
statue.
No, it was
French plane crash.
It was in the crash. crashed in Orly.
Yeah.
Orly, yeah.
That was when they built the big museum, and I think that's when they got that statue.
That's when all the money started coming in.
Yeah, yeah. But that had always been area of talk. A guy named Joe Schifflo, and you might have known John Jacobs because he was in acting, I know, too.
They don't spark any instant.
It seems like there were all these little groups.
Cliques.
Yeah, cliques of...
That did different things.
Yeah, but then they also tended to be from colleges, I think. There was the Oglethorpe group, there were some tech people, some Emory folks.
And some state people.
State, yeah.
And you did have your different groups. I was only at Oglethorpe for... I went to the University of North Carolina for my freshman, sophomore, and the beginning of my junior year. In my junior year, I broke my back in an automobile accident and spent 6 months recuperating from that.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, that was fun. And decided to go to Oglethorpe that following summer to get back into the feeling of going to school before I went back to Carolina. And I went to Oglethorpe, and we had no more than 12 in the class. And all of a sudden, I started learning again because there was good professors. Excellent education happening. And I had been in an educational factory at the University of North Carolina up until that time and didn't realize how much I missed being challenged. And so I said to my parents, I said, I'd rather just go back to Oglethorpe and stay here at home. It's really a lot more comfortable. I don't think I told them it was a lot more comfortable.
I don't think parents would buy that.
I don't think they buy that as, but you know what I mean. You know,
yeah,
I could have my friends over and I didn't have to conform with dorm rules.
Yeah.
And I could do what I wanted. And the parents went away every Friday afternoon. They were off to the lake. And they were gone until late Sunday evening. And so they gave you plenty of time to set up for a party on Saturday, have a party Saturday night, and clean up completely before they got back. And it was my junior and senior years I was at Oglethorpe, and we had unbelievable parties every Saturday night. And it was near the end of my senior year that my parents discovered that I was doing this. My father got sick one night, and mother drove him home. And as they turned to move into the driveway, my car was parked at the head of the driveway, and there wasn't any place to park out on the road, because I never let anyone come in the driveway. And so they parked out on the road and walked in, and they opened the front door and came in, and there were 75 or 100 people there. And they took one look around, and my father shook his head and said, I'll talk to you in the morning. And went back to the back end of the house and locked the door. And so we had a